This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week. This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
Allegations just keep pouring in against Sean Diddy Combs. As of our recording of this conversation, no charges against Diddy again. As of yet. Of course, the raids have already taken place on his property. He was stopped on the tarmac in Miami, did not fly out of the country, but not taken into custody. There's a lot of questions. There's a lot to go through here. Joining me to discuss, Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent. Jennifer, on that tarmac the other day in Miami, where he was about to head out for spring break, as far as we know, it was not an attempt to flee. He was apparently caught kind of blindsided by all of this. He did not get on that plane. He did not go off to spring break with his kids as planned, but he was talked to by Homeland Security. How do you think that conversation went?
Well, I think that conversation went something like, here's a warrant for your cell phone, so please hand it over. And your residences have been searched, are ongoing. The searches are ongoing. Mm-hmm. And you know, we're looking at you for these violations. Do you want to talk? And he probably said, heck no, I don't want to talk. Here's my attorney's number, and thank you very much.
Do you think there was any threats to him of possibly being detained if he did get on that plane? Do you think there's a reason why he did not fly off for spring break at that moment in time?
I really believe, from my understanding of everything that's transpired, is they just wanted his cell phone at this juncture. Mm-hmm. So as long as they got that, they also would have made what we call making a run at him, you know, to see if he wanted to cooperate or wanted to say anything. It would make zero sense for him to cooperate because he's their main target. And there's no way he's ever going to talk or cooperate, in my opinion, except for way down the line if he ends up being charged.
Yeah. I mean, would it be some of a concern of him being a flight risk, or is this something where, I mean, the optics of it will be horrible. You just had your home both completely raided and gone through, and they're looking for sex trafficking information. So maybe going off to spring break, the optics wouldn't have been very good for Diddy. Was this a play on his part of, yeah, maybe I shouldn't go on spring break myself?
Well, I think it was a logical reaction. He probably wanted to get back to his home, see mm-hmm. what had been taken, rally the troops in terms of his entourage and the people that might be affected by all of this. And I think it wasn't a time to sip Mai Tais on a beach. You know, I'm sure that was the furthest thing he wanted to do at that point.
Sure, sure. There's been allegations against him for many, many years. There's been many civil settlements that have been made. Pretty much everything that has come his way that we've seen, he settles very quickly along the lines of some sort of sexual abuse that the allegations have been. We don't know the details of any of those settlements. And there's been allegations throughout the years. I'd say probably nothing to the degree that we had like with R. Kelly and such, but still, they've been there. Why now, I guess, are we looking closer into Diddy? Was he just that well insulated that for some reason they couldn't get his hands on him or people wouldn't talk? It just seems we're talking many, many, many years of allegedly this sort of behavior going on, and only now that it's being investigated.
Well, I think he has been very well insulated, and I do believe now, though, that the civil litigation is in the throes of the federal civil litigation. I think that is the embers that began this federal mm-hmm. probe. And I think they were able to put meat on the bone. I think they were able to corroborate a lot of the allegations made by his former producer. And I think and I truly think, Tony, that they have more, lot more that we're not seeing in terms of the corroboration of those allegations. And that it's so extreme and so big. It's so all involved in terms of human trafficking minors, sex trafficking, narcotics running, gun running. It really is big. It reminds me a little bit, to be honest, kind of the hip hop version of Epstein's situation. Yeah. I mean, that's the flavor that we're seeing in terms of the accusations.
It really does. There's so many pieces to this that kind of have that sort of a feel to it.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.